Well, I think that one of the problems is that nobody appears to know, with the exception of the Chinese authorities themselves, what exactly this blacklist is and who is on it. There appears to have been a confirmation that such a blacklist does actually exist. And it runs contrary, in our view, to the right of journalists to report on events wherever they occur in the world. And the fact that they may have written or translated an article that it has been critical of the Chinese authorities, or the Chinese, I think one of the articles had to do with the Olympic Games, in our view is certainly not a reason for preventing them from coming to China and working as journalists.
So we're talking about the preventive censorship, basically.
Effectively, if that is the case, I mean, if this these two journalists are on the blacklist because of critical articles, then that implies that China doesn't want journalists to report from China who have in the past been in any way associated with critical reporting of China. And what one can gather from that, if you draw the conclusion, is that they want journalists to go there who are going to report favorably on China, or at least who don't have a track record in any way of being critical of China.
Do you expect any support by the Polish state or maybe even the European Union?
Well, I think, you know, we're seeing a situation in which, certainly from an economic perspective, there are efforts to strengthen ties between China and the European Union. Such relations should also incorporate fundamental human rights. And that includes, of course, freedom of expression and freedom of the media. So in talks that are designed to advance, for example, trade ties, we believe that that press freedom, the issue of press freedom, be raised. And so we would imagine that there are ways for the Polish government to raise this issue with their Chinese counterparts.